House Republicans again highlighting their focus on securing the southern border. It comes as the Senate passed a $95 billion security package that doesn't address the record influx of illegal immigrants. Our Washington correspondent Luis Eduardo Martinez has more details on the current legislative impasse in Congress.
It is February the 14th, Valentine's Day, a day to celebrate love. But according to Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Americans are not feeling loved by their president.
House Republican leadership emphasized that they won't be forced to act on the foreign aid bill the Senate passed Tuesday until Americans' concern over the border crisis are addressed.
Senator McConnell and I have spoken about this in frank sessions, and let me be clear here again this morning. The Republican-led House will not be jammed or forced into passing a foreign aid bill that was opposed by most Republican senators and does nothing to secure our own border.
During back-to-back press conferences, Congressman Pete Aguilar, chair of the House Democratic Caucus, urged Johnson to bring the Senate's $95 foreign aid package to a vote on the House floor. Aguilar says Ukraine and other U.S. allies are in urgent need of assistance.
It's very clear. If you want to push back against Putin, if you want to help our national security, put this bill, this bipartisan bill, on the floor.
The White House's national security advisor had similar comments.
All I can say is that each passing day, each passing week, the cost of inaction from the United States that's being borne on the front lines by brave Ukrainians is rising, and that's why we so urgently need to pass this bill.